Hatfield puts a pledge to raise pork right on the packages of all the varieties of marinated pork tenderloin, loin fillets, and ribs that they offer. Find better pork for your family at your local Schnucks Market and make sure it says Hatfield on the label. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread, steak sandwich, and their homemade white French dressing. Come in every Tuesday and Thursday for barbecue pork steaks, and every Thursday and Sunday for Biggie's famous fried chicken. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
America loves a good talent show, and St. Louis is no different. Rising stars in the world of R&B, hip-hop, country, rock, and jazz, all performing one night with their chance to win a recording session in Nashville. In a professional studio, they'll leave with a demo, and it's all happening at the Sheldon Concert Hall, Wednesday, June 26th. It's the second annual St. Louis Sound Music Competition featuring area bands and performers looking for their big break. A panel of judges will decide the winner, but you can be part of the fun in the audience. It's presented by Will DeWitt and the Sheldon Concert Hall. Proceeds will benefit HEAL Center for the Arts. HEAL is a nonprofit organization and multidisciplinary center of music, arts learning, and performance for St. Louis's urban communities. Sure, America's got talent, but so does St. Louis. So make sure to join us Wednesday, June 26th for more information on the St. Louis Sound Music Competition presented by Will DeWitt. Check out thesheldon.org.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Club Fitness is lifting local with the opening of our 24th location in Maplewood. And to celebrate, you can join any Club Fitness for just 24 cents until Tuesday, June 11th.
With 24 locations, there's gyms where I live and where I work, making community-driven fitness accessible to everybody in St. Louis.
24 locations, 24 cents. So come on,
lift local with us.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join by June 11th for just 24 cents. See club for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the gray. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. crossed over. If I ever have a cent.
Thank you. That was the 590 Singers.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
Remember the Fab Four?
On sunny,
that was the Fan Four. The Singers of 590. The Fan Four. You see what I did there? The Fan? Thank you, Dan.
I like that.
Thanks for laughing.
I like that.
I'll give you one giggle. One of the rules of the radio business, I mean, it's a rule, but it's just understood that when you have a studio, you'll have real thick glass and a thick door, and it's soundproof. You can't hear anything.
What?
So, what we're doing right now is in direct contrast to trying to keep the room, you know, free of outside noise. I don't know if you can hear. Yeah, there's some people talking down the hall. Because I had to open the door. It's like an oven in here. But it's cool outside the studio. So if you hear some talking outside, it'll be minimal or I'll close the door. It's getting louder even as I talk.
I know. I think, should we just tell the interns to shut up?
Yeah,
I think you
could.
Have that power.
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
Well, I think they've gone quiet now.
Frank, you're closest. You go tell them.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Oh, no,
hey,
hang on
Kim
a second.
Kim says shut up.
There you go.
Kim says you need to be quiet.
Well, it was Matt Rocchio. He was leaving.
I'm going to leave it open. We have to get some air in here. Good afternoon, everybody. How are you? Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the... Only Dan, see, Dan, I've talked about this before.
Oh, no.
Dan,
I know what I did.
I'll tell it.
I know exactly what I did.
Dan puts a sheet. It's one sheet of paper.
Yeah.
And every day he tapes the same piece of paper up in front of me. It's the date. And then it's 3 o'clock, Wendell World Thompson Price. 4 o'clock, Johnny Londoff, Nyko Sports. 5 o'clock, Ballast. It's just a rundown of here are the commercials you have to do. And then I can't. Kind of put them wherever I can. And at the top of the list, Dan has that it's July 5th. Typical Dan, the first thing on here is wrong.
You know what? I have done that. I have done that every day this week. I've almost put 7/3, 7/4. I have no idea why.
Because there's something wrong with
it. I keep thinking it's July.
So it's the fifth day of June.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to mark out. Because if I stare at that, I'll think it's July. It's the fifth day of June.
Oh, we're getting back from our trip later on tonight.
Yeah.
It's the fifth day of June, and it is really humid and really warm. In other words, just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, sleepy, dusty Delta
it's
day.
It's the 3rd of June.
That was Monday.
When will I learn?
Mm.
Dr. Doug is in. In the 4 o'clock hour. I'm just kind of giving you a run. Here are all the things that we've prepared for the show. Dr. Doug's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. He'll be in the 4 o'clock hour. That's the only preparation for the show. Now, I want to thank the Fan Four, the 590 Fan Four Singers, for the anniversary song. Today is my wedding anniversary. 48 years ago.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. 48 years ago tonight at 7 o'clock. It was an evening. It was Saturday night. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Mm. And it was a miserable, horrible wedding. If I knew what it was going to be like, there's no way we'd have just gone somewhere in 5 minutes to get the justice of the peace. Or they always say justice of the peace. I don't even know where you find the justice of the peace. Get a preacher or whatever and just get married.
At the courthouse, I think.
Yeah,
if you go to the courthouse.
Down at the peace shop.
What?
The peace.
The peace shop where you get a justice of the peace. Okay,
right, the peace shop.
And the reason I say that is...
Peace of justice.
I get it. Yeah, peace, yeah, I get it. It's, yeah, yeah. So, and the reason I say it was horrible is we were married in Riverview Gardens Baptist Church up in North County. And the air conditioning, it's this time of year, and it was like today. But, as luck would have it, 2 days before our wedding... The complete air conditioning system went out in the church. So it had 2 days to cook and to build up an inside temperature. If somebody said there was a thermometer, it showed like 115 in the church.
God, I canceled the wedding.
Oh, no. Well, now you tell me. So you know how, and it wasn't a big wedding because nobody in our either family had any money. It was just a few people, and afterwards we went to the basement of the church and had punch. No alcohol, it's a Baptist church. And some cake that anybody could have bought, you know, anywhere. It was no big deal.
Right. No dancing. You guys didn't have
nothing. No, yeah. Nothing. No music. No nothing. We just go down, have some cake, see you. Thanks for coming. It was a horrible, and you know, women, they love to go to weddings, and they get all into it and get their hair done. Every woman there, her hair was wilted and sweat. Their makeup, mascara was all just dripping down their faces because you're just sweating profusely.
Is there photos of this post-wedding like party? Is there like photos of this that exist?
No, there are a few somewhere in my house. I don't like to look at them. It's a flashback to a bad night and a miserable. And then on top of all that, somewhere in my basement is a cassette. An audio recording of the vows. And
did you write them?
I didn't write them, no. They were standard, priest, do you take this, standard stuff. But it was so hot. You know, sometimes when you're on the verge of heat stroke, you blank out. When the preacher said, do you take this woman? There's silence. I didn't know where I was.
I just sort of blacked
out but stayed awake.
Wow. Can you repeat the question?
And he said again, he said, do you? And then she kind of nudged me, and I thought, yeah, I do. And you can hear that on the tape. And it was just, I don't know.
It'd been funny if you said, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? If you would have said, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that would have been real funny.
That would have gone over like a fart in church.
All right, so here's the other thing. Tonight, and I can't reveal the location till tomorrow, and tomorrow I'll tell you all about this place, because this is the place we've had our pre-trip parties, I think, for 18 years. It's the perfect place for us tonight. We'll be with about 70 listeners, and Julie Wilson, the world's greatest travel agent, will get up and explain to everybody what to expect, answer questions about this fantastic trip we go on in about 18 days, 20 days for those who aren't taking 2 extra days in Amsterdam. So she'll explain everything about it. It's going to be a fantastic trip. It'll be the absolute nicest, highest-end trip we've ever taken, and the last trip that we'll do with listeners. And that I say with 99% certainty. Never say never, and never say absolutely, because you don't know. But it's about 99%. This will be it. So what I'm about to ask is something, and I'm going to get serious, and I want you folks who are going to be there tonight to go with me on this, and please honor this request. If you decide to bring a wedding gift tonight for me and my wife, if you give us a gift that costs more than $1,000, it's going to be awkward for me. I'm uncomfortable in situations like that. So if you keep it to under $1,000, I can deal with that. But anything over that, and if you've already bought it and it's over that, I'll get over it. I'll accept it.
Do we still have the running deal going that if somebody pays you $1,000, they get a 10-second hug, regardless of sex?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Well, there you go then. Save your gifts out there. Instead of spending $1,000 on a gift, just bring it and spend $1,000. Get a hug, Frank.
That's a great idea.
You know?
So I just wanted to make sure that we didn't have that awkward encounter. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe you got us a Suburban from Johnny Londo. That's too much. I'd like to avoid that if I could. Does anybody have anything to say?
My quickest one ever.
Right.
Quicker than yesterday?
Quicker than yesterday.
Ladies and gentlemen, with a new record short contribution to the Burke segment, Tim Woodburn.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
When my dad was married to his second wife, whom he was married to for 17 years, people would say, and I'm telling this Burke segment in your honor today since it's your anniversary, they would ask him, how long have you been married? And he would look at him, whether he knew him or not, stranger, friend, foe, family member, whatever, he would look at him with a straight face, with her standing right next to him, and she knew it was coming every time. He'd say, oh, we've been married 12 happy years. 15 total. Yeah. It was a funny line, and every time I heard him say it was funny. And then he added on at the end of his life, as he got sappy, he was like, oh, we've been married 12 happy years, 15 total, and that's 18 with the wind chill factor.
Now, you know your dad stole that material. You know that.
No.
Oh, yeah. There was a comedian. I remember on Ed Sullivan.
Okay.
And it was like Alan King, I think. And he came out and he says, you know, it's anniversary, married to my wife. And he says, like, 12 happy, blissful years. We've been married 20, but 12 happy, blissful years. Okay. And that's okay that your dad stole it. It's not about whether you stole it, it's how you tell it.
Right.
You know? You think I write any of these jokes? I kind of write one of them. I don't write any of them. They're other people's jokes. I think you did beat yesterday's record.
Thank you.
That was great. And about 70 listeners will get to meet Tim tonight. A couple of them may have already. And it's actually fun to... You know, to meet people we're going to be with for 10 days to 2 weeks, again, depending on who goes to Amsterdam early. Anybody else? Burke segment.
I don't.
No.
Not today. Oh.
I got nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's close it.
Burke segment is official. You make fun of how long my Burke segments are, and then you don't have one. Why do you do that?
Okay, it's just fun making
fun of you. You know what he did? He couldn't stand it that you had a quick... So the only thing quicker would be to just not do anything. And by doing that, he thinks he one-upped you, sort of.
Gotcha.
It's just that British.
Well, see, now that I know that, because I had longer ones, but now that I know that, now I know.
Well, I've got a Burke segment from tomorrow if you want to hear about it.
Burke segment for tomorrow?
Something that happened yesterday.
He said a Burke segment from tomorrow. Where's the grammar,
from
please?
Tomorrow, from yesterday. Wow, that
What's
was
wrong?
Dumb.
Are you smoking some?
No.
Wait, from yesterday right now, for anyway. Tomorrow?
Yeah.
He said from tomorrow.
I had a brain fart.
No, he did, from tomorrow.
It's That's the like heat in here.
Speaking in the future or something. No, it's certainly still... Did we close it already?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, man.
Well,
hold on a second. We'll have a conference, because we don't usually do Burke segment stuff outside. I think... exceptions can be made
it's in nothing major,
any case. Right. Well, let's have a conference.
Okay.
Well, you've got... Okay, we'll take it. What is it?
I found a dollar on the floor yesterday on my way in.
Where?
Outside.
That's
on
it?
On the patio, yeah.
That's on the patio
out there?
I told
you it wasn't anything major. It's pretty quick, though.
Did you keep it?
I did. I kept it.
You know what? Edit that. That's not even... Just edit it out. It didn't even belong on the show.
Radio edit.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd be happy to talk today. I love to talk to people. And we get started and talk so much that even though the phones are ringing, sometimes we don't get to them. So call us. We'll talk. It's good to give you the numbers anyway, so that in the 4 o'clock hour, when Dr. Doug gets here, you'll be able to call and ask him questions about your pet. And by the way, we're dog sitting this week, all week, with our grand dog. You know what it's taught me?
What?
We're not ready yet for a dog. It's like having a baby. This is a big responsibility and a full-time deal. And they cry just when you put them in the cage. They don't want to be there. And you got to hear that, and you feel bad about it. And you got to take them out, and you got to take the poop bag. And I got to close the door. Disrespectful. Oh, I got it. I just reach over here and do this. Watch.
There you go.
Slam shut. Dr. Doug will be in. Here are the numbers if you want to call now or you want to call then. You can call and kick anything. You want to know about this show? You want to know about us? You have any questions? Fire away. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Joe is on the phone. Joe, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hi, Frank and the gang. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, Joe, what do you know?
not a whole lot. But yesterday you were talking about the guy that had effing professional on top of his truck or something like that.
On the top of his truck, it had professional as a mother effer. But the word was spelled out. Yeah.
Correct. A friend and I were down in Pensacola. We had a guys long guys weekend down there, me and some buddies, and we went to a sports bar, which is generally, kind of a family-oriented place. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting out on the patio. We got done with our food, having a couple of drinks. We were going to light up a cigar. And the manager came over and told us that we couldn't smoke the cigars out because we might offend somebody with that.
What the hell?
Lo and behold, across the patio.
Now, you said it was
patio,
a family of Orientals? I'm sorry, family-oriented. Okay, I'm sorry.
Family-oriented.
It could have been both.
Yeah, that could be.
So, lo and behold, across the patio, there's a lady there with a black tank top, probably in her middle 30s.
Yeah.
Not too bad looking, by the way.
Yeah.
But on her tank top in hot pink letters was, "I'm effing fabulous," and it was spelled out. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
It's a family restaurant, and you got that, and you're afraid we're going to offend somebody with a cigar.
And did anybody ask her to leave? They wouldn't let you smoke a cigar, but did they escort her out?
We told them that we were offended by it, and we walked out.
So. Good for you. No, good
yeah.
for you.
We didn't stand for it anymore. We haven't been back there since. We go back there once a year, and we won't go back to that restaurant because of that.
So. Well, here's the bad news. We're getting quickly to a point where there's no such thing as family-oriented anything. There's just not. You can't stop it. You can't shut anything down. I got some wonderful emails from people when I checked my emails this morning from yesterday saying, oh, my goodness, nobody ever talks about how we're very quickly losing class and manners and respect, and we are. And think about this. The reason people don't do bad things is there are consequences. The reason you don't murder somebody is because you're going to go to prison or, if you believe, hell. We're getting to a point where nobody's going to be afraid to do anything because everything is acceptable, outside of murder or something like that. But profanity, which used to be a no-no, an obscenity, lots of places, is just a commonplace. It doesn't matter anymore. And when you don't have consequences, you don't have good behavior. Because there's no price to pay. It's just pretty sad to me. And I know it's a generational thing, and I know I sound old. But you know what? It shouldn't sound like an old person. It should sound like somebody who wants to see us reinstate respect and class and manners. And it's as simple as... you know, you said that woman had the F word on her shirt. I do not like to see a man in a restaurant with a tank top on with his sweaty beads of sweat glistening off his underarm hair. I don't want to see that. Yet, I don't ever see him asked to leave because customers might gag on their food when they see the guy's armpit cheese clogged on his arm hairs on their shirt. Yeah, that's right, Red Boy. So,
yeah, but if they want his $4... champ for his hamburger.
Do they want it? But do they want it in lieu of the money they're going to lose from people like you? And if more people like you got up and left and told them why, they'd start shutting that stuff down. But see, that's the problem. Nobody speaks up. Joe, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Frank. Take care. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
I went to Lindbergh High School one time.
Yeah.
Nice area, South St. Louis County. I was running a sports magazine here in St. Louis, a high school sports publication.
He has?
Yeah.
He ran a sports magazine.
I was a publisher of a high school sports publication in St. Louis for 2 years. It was called, that was a side gig. It was, whatever.
I don't care.
Your memory's terrible.
I don't care. It is terrible.
Let me tell you something. I went to cover the high school chess championships.
Boring.
Okay. tell me about it. Okay. Now, if you stereotype the type of student, I'm sorry, I'm just going
to
say...
No, I think you're perfectly in line to say it's a geek, a chess geek.
It's a bit of a nerd sport. It's a bit of an intellectual sport. Call it what you want. Not to high schoolers, it is.
Really? Is that a sport?
Chess?
Chess?
It was a sports publication, and we covered it as a sport. Yeah, we did. And this girl... Who was a very attractive young lady for her age, somewhere in her teenagehood. I don't know what she was, but you know, she liked the way she looked by the way she dressed. She had on a midriff shirt that showed a little bit of a belly. You know, it was a summertime. I didn't have a camera on me. I had taken a photo of it. Luckily, I have two witnesses in my car because it's the most shocking thing I've ever seen in my life. This girl was walking in to Lindbergh High School.
No underwear.
With a shirt on that she had written the words on the front of the shirt, like she put like glue on it and then like sprinkles or whatever, whatever. And the two words that she put on it were sperm dumpster.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I almost...
Don't you just wear a shirt that says, I'm a skanky whore?
I mean, I was just dumbfounded. I mean, it was like I dreamt it. I couldn't believe it. And I drove by her, and I slowed down, and somebody in my car said, look at that girl's shirt. And I stopped, and I kind of saw it, and the parking lot was packed. This was a real popular thing.
How old was she?
She was a high school student. She was going to this event.
16 or 17,
she couldn't possibly have walked out of the house and her parents have seen that.
How could she walk into a school and a teacher not make her leave? We kind of like were looking around to see if...
And nobody made her leave?
Apparently somebody did because we never saw her again after that. She was walking into the school.
I'm sure somebody told her.
Wow.
You can't wear that in a school. You can't wear that.
There's a perfect example.
Wearing that anywhere is not appropriate.
If anything... By anybody's standards, is over the line. That is,
absolutely.
That was my timeline of when the moral compass of our society started the downhill slide. From my personal experience, when was that day of my life? That would have been in 2006 or 2007.
Yeah, I don't want to come off like a saint. I'm not. I like a good joke. I like a dirty joke told in the right places under the right circumstances. Then it's nothing to do with what I'm talking about. I really do believe that this country would be better off if we'd go back to the day when I've said this before. If you're with your family and some loser decides to C-sucker, F-word, MF, or whatever, you have the right to go, hey, I'm with my wife and kids, knock that off. And if he goes, F you, knock every tooth in his head out and send him to the hospital. And a judge, any judge ought to say, well, good for you. Maybe he'll know better next time. But they won't. You'll go to jail. Yeah. Where were we? Oh, to a phone call. Let's see. Andy, I believe. Andy, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, I am wicked well, man. How about you guys?
Let me check. How are we doing?
I'm wicked. Doing fantastic. Mm-hmm. There's only one pretty, person that I know that
almost,
says wicked.
I'm wicked,
almost
well. Wicked well.
Hang on pretty, a second. I need to
that almost sounds like a British thing.
Nah, this is... this.
Wicked well. You know
yes,
him?
Yes, I know.
You know this guy?
That hey, voice Trevor. Is familiar.
It's kind of a Boston term, isn't it?
Is this my Uncle Andy?
It is, Trevor. How are you?
Uncle Andy.
Uncle Andy. I'm very well, sir. How are you? Now, this is going to really help for the people who think my accent is fake, because this is my uncle from my mother's side who lives up in Maine.
Well, he doesn't live in Great Britain.
He's got that wonderful, thick American accent.
That's right. Andy, how are you?
I'm doing very well. And you guys, hey, I just tuned into the show last couple times, and I finally got your number to call in, and I love hearing Trevor on the show.
What's it like to be a Limestone's uncle?
He's
trying to think, what can I possibly
what's
say
an appropriate
that will sound...
That?
Okay. Well, his nickname is Limey or Limestone whatever.
Yeah,
so Trevor's
and Andy, you're from Maine. Where do you live now?
Where do I live now? Yeah. I live in Maine. I'm originally from U City.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Great. So that's your Maine residence.
Dad, come on. Really? I mean, really? sorry, Andy. Sorry.
I didn't catch that.
No, he
didn't miss anything.
So he says, so that's your main residence. It was third grade humor. I'm glad you found us up in Maine. And by the way, you probably have much nicer, more pleasant weather right now than we do.
You know, it's some sweet right here. About 72 degrees, beautiful blue sky. Everything is very green.
How long have you lived up there?
35 years.
Okay. Please don't
built
take
his own house as well.
Don't
way.
Take this personally. I've only made I made one trip to the East Coast. I haven't been to Maine. I didn't go that far up, but I went to like Cape Cod and up in there. I did not like it. I didn't like it. They're different. Those people are different. Not you necessarily, but I found the people. What?
To each their own.
Oh, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. Well, Limestone said you built your own house.
We did. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Beautiful house too up there in Maine. I've seen it.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
I'll never be able to say that. That's for sure. Well, Andy, I'm glad you called in. Glad you found us. I'm glad you keep us with you up in Maine.
St. Louis.
The weather, well, it's like 95, and the humidity is 112. It's so humid, and you can barely breathe. And you walk to your car, and you're covered in sweat. You're soaked. That's how it is.
A little bit of rain.
Wait, did you? I know. Did you pick up my mom from the airport?
Did I? Yes, I did.
Oh, well, thank you very much for doing that.
Oh, all right. Is she? Cool. Your mom's up there visiting?
Yeah, my mom's up there visiting my little sister who lives up in Maine as well. So,
right,
yes, and that's fine. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for checking in.
Well, you're cutting me off.
No, yeah. No, we're not. I just said thanks for checking in. I didn't say it's over goodbye. I just thank you for checking in. What else do you want to talk about?
All right, very good. So, are you guys had a little bit of rain there recently?
Oh, no, not a little
bit. A little bit.
A lot and more to come.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Merrimack and the Mississippi and Missouri are all
that's
flooding.
That's all flooding.
Hey? Were you here in 93?
No, I wasn't.
For the floods? Oh, because 93 was the worst, and we're about a foot away from that.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting bad. To those levels. It's not good at all.
Yeah.
Anything else, Andy? Wait, who's doing? Hold on. Who's doing?
There's the mom.
He forgot to say he's AM
and
the PM.
Well, there we go. He gets a pass because he just started listening. He'll get to that later.
I'll catch you next time.
All right.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
All right. You cutting us off?
All right.
Thank you, Andy.
I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Uncle Andy. We'll see you soon. Bye, Mom.
Uncle Andy checking in.
Yeah, it's my Uncle Andy. He lives up there in Maine with my Aunt Sarah. And, yeah, my mom's going to visit my little sister. So, look at that.
So he always says,
how cool is that?
He always says wicked, wicked good.
He is well wicked or wicked good.
Okay.
He's the only person I know that still says wicked.
It's a Boston thing, and that's immediately what I thought of. And of course, who are the Blues playing?
The
Blues
playing.
Wicked. Yeah. That was wicked hot. That was wicked hot.
The wicked hot.
They say wicked. The college students up there say that a lot.
No, as far yeah. back as
you
I've
You never
known.
Hear it here.
No. Yeah, he always says wicked good.
If you tell enough stories.
He's awesome.
Tell enough stories.
Yeah.
Eventually. Almost any story you tell somebody, it's going to be their story. Mm-hmm. I just got a text from Tom Athene. He heard us talking about the wedding and 98 in the air conditioning. He said that's exactly what happened at his wedding.
Oh,
so I'm not the only one that had that happen. Let's go to Bob. Bob, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, this is South Elgin, Bob.
It's Bob.
Former Sunset Hills Bob.
Formerly Sunset Hills Bob. And I forgot, what is it now? A park? Where is he? Where do you live, Bob?
South Elgin.
Where the heck is that?
In Elgin, Missouri.
In Illinois.
Elgin, Illinois.
Nailed that one, man.
Oh, that's outside of Chicago. Is that right?
Darn.
Outside Chicago?
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's say hello to South Elgin Bob. I'm trying to remember that. It was so many years of Sunset Hills Bob that it's going to take a while. What's going on, Bob?
I like those Elgin waffles.
hang on just a second. I didn't even get that. Belgium. And now that I got it, not funny.
He thinks Elgin's in Missouri. Now he likes Elgin waffles.
Elgin waffles.
Bob, I'm sorry. I'm apologizing for Dan five times already today.
I'm sorry. I'm on medication for my shingles.
Yeah. What's going on, Bob?
Oh, nothing much. You still remember that I am a good to tell you about the 60s music.
Oh, because you're an expert. You're the guy who can identify almost any song in three or four notes.
Yeah, and who needs Shazam when you got me?
Oh,
who needs Shazam, meaning Shazam, for those who don't know, is an app. And you can hold up your phone if you hear a song. It'll tell you in less than 5 seconds what the title is and who sang it. And you don't need Shazam if you have Bob with you. Because Bob, can we test Bob again?
Sure, you want to pull up some songs?
Bob, are you up for a quick test?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I hope I'm still good.
No. It's like riding a bike.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to turn our mics off in the main studio so Frank can give me the title of a song.
No.
It'll be real quick.
No, you don't know. You just go 60s music.
Okay.
That's all.
He can only do 60s music?
Bob, that's your
at this forte.
That's where you're the expert, right? Is 60s.
Yeah.
That's your 60s. But I'm telling you, Tim, we did this once before, and out of 50 songs, if he can't tell you the artist and title, it'll only be like 1 out of 50. This guy is... go to some site where there's just a bunch of 60s hits. Hits from the 60s. Needs to be top 40 hits from the 60s. Bob, while we do this, how are you?
Yeah, I want to ask you...
Okay, I guess you don't want to talk about how you are. Go ahead, ask me a question.
Well, first I want to know, last week you said something about, when you told something about a joke, you said, my time is limited. Are you leaving the station?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yes, I don't know when. But eventually, yes, we will be leaving. It'll all be over. Eventually. Could be
nothing lasts forever.
Could be 6 months. Could be a year.
Oh, okay. Right. I thought maybe you might leave in a couple months or so.
I don't think so, but I don't know. There's a lot that's just sort of up in the air.
Might be after the news in the 4 o'clock hour.
And, I mean, and honest to goodness, that's the situation. We don't know.
I've got a song pulled up ready if you want to give it a try.
Ready? Are you ready for the first song, Bob?
Yeah.
All right.
I got a couple more questions for you, too.
Well, let's get those out of the way. Go ahead. Where are they?
Okay, first of all, do you know that song that you play for Mike Evans?
Yes, Bottle of Wine, Fruit of the Vine, Jimmy Gilmer, and the Fireballs.
You know, that's not the original version of that.
I believe I did know that when I looked it up. But that's the one that was the hit.
The one that you, not the one you play.
Really?
No, because I got the original one.
All right, who did the original one?
It's Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs, but that's not the one that you...
Oh, we have another version of it? Maybe re-recorded later on or something?
The one you got, yeah.
Okay, well, that's how good this guy is.
And I wish you would go back. I wish you'd go back and maybe find the... I got the original right here. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
No hurry.
Okay.
This is good radio.
Folks, yeah, folks, we are not off the air.
Dude,
we're
listen,
waiting, we're waiting for South Elgin Bob. Nah, I don't. He'll have it here in a couple of seconds.
You got it. Let me get sober. Leave me alone.
All right, you can stop it. Bob, not a lot of difference, not a big difference. Same group, just a different... Okay, Bob, that's enough. Just same group, just a different recording session. Sometimes people will go back and re-record something that was a hit 20 years before, just to update it, and the facilities and the recording equipment is better, and I think that's what happened here. But we'll check it out. If we like it better, we'll swap them, and I don't think most people will even notice.
I think mine's better.
Okay.
Let's vote.
Okay, Bob. Well, hang on a second. Let's vote. It's a standoff. We can't decide. We'll have to listen again off the air. What was your other question, Bob?
My next question is, one time you said something about, you know, you listen to satellite radio.
Yes.
In your 60s and all that.
Yes.
You said, I don't think St. Louis has an oldie station.
Oh, I think they do, but I don't think anybody knows about it, and I don't think it's promoted, and if it's on a station, it's a weak signal station where people don't even either know they can get it on an app, or maybe they don't even have an app. Yes, I think there is a station playing it, but it's virtually non-existent because nobody knows about it, and so it's the same as sort of not having one. If I did it, if I had a station... This whole town would know that we had a real oldie station or a real 80s, 90s country station. So, yes, when I say that, I mean in the sense that the one that's on the air, and I don't even know what it is so insignificant, it might as well not be there.
It's KKGQG.
Yeah, never heard of it.
It's on 1430 AM.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And I got the app for it, too. So
Okay. I'm not too interested in promoting another station right now. We're trying to make it a go of it here. Are you ready? Are you ready for your first test?
Yeah, you can.
Now, here's what's going to happen. We're going to give you like 3 seconds of this song, maybe five, and we're going to cut it off, and you tell us what it is. Go ahead, Limey. Stop.
Oh, that's Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison.
That's a 60s song?
I believe it is. Isn't that 60s, Bob? That's a 60s song.
67.
Yeah, he even knows the year. Look at this guy. No, I'm not kidding. He's unbelievable. All right, let's get another one up here for... And I hope there's a site where we don't have to wait, you know, too long between songs.
I think we should be good. Okay. All right, let's try this another one.
All right, let me...
Now, he went a little long on that. That was way more than four notes.
No, I said from 3 to 5 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah, just antagonistic.
Right, this one I don't think is quite as easy. Hit it and give him just a taste of it. Go ahead.
Right.
Stop it.
Green Onions by Boca Teen the MGs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah. I consider myself pretty good at this, but not nearly as good.
1962.
Yeah, and he didn't have time to be looking this up. There's no way in 3 seconds he pulled this up.
All right.
Grab another. You got another one?
Got your next one.
All right, Bob, here we go. Stop it right there.
I'll be doggone. No, ain't too proud to beg.
Yeah.
This is bad. Here we go.
You're getting the applause. Getting the applause.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
No. Ain't Too Proud to Beg, I don't believe, is Smokey Robinson.
No. Temptations.
Temptations.
Marvin Gaye.
No, Temptations.
Oh, Temptations. Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hey, you're entitled to... That was only half a mistake, because you got the song right. Exactly. That's like a one-half mistake.
If you made that mistake on a Chinese radio station, they'd chop one of your fingers off.
Yeah. Oh, they're tough. Chinese talk radio. Brutal.
Don't get it wrong there.
Do you have another one?
We'll
give him a couple more just to give people a dose of how good he is at this.
All right.
Here we go. Stop it.
I know that one.
Hang on.
Hold on, love.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's exactly right.
Hey, I've got one.
You gonna send it to Target?
Right, yeah, I've got one here. You ready, Bob?
Dan wants to play you one.
Here we go.
Stop it.
Oh, White Room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
How would you not know them?
I sound surprised how many I do know. Yeah. I do know them.
Well, they're all, you know, they're all top 40, maybe top 10, a lot of them. I say one more.
Now, this one, I don't think I've ever heard.
Well, but you're 38 years old, so yeah. That doesn't mean anything.
34. Right?
34.
Are you 34? It doesn't matter. Well, you're younger than I thought. I can't remember anybody's age. Dan, you're 60 or something?
Yeah. Cleveland is 38, I think.
Okay. One more?
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, here you go.
Stop it.
Chapel Low.
What can I do? You got to give me a full title.
He's going to lose another finger. It's not.
He's going to lose another finger.
Play it again.
All right. Let me just go back to
the. By the way, you're not playing the hit version of this.
It's Chapel Low by the Dixie Cups.
That is correct.
You still got it, Bob.
Yeah, and I want to let you know, I got a whole bunch of about 15 or 20 cassettes with every joke that you told.
I'd pay money for a copy of those.
You know what? You need to transfer those to digital some form, or you're going to lose them, Bob, because a lot of people don't realize this. Mylar tape, and that was videotape, and it was reel-to-reel, it was cassette, will disintegrate. I've already lost. When I went to transfer the videos of my kids, I lost two full VHS tapes because they were the cheapest quality tape at the time you could buy. Because I'd go pack of six for $6, and I thought, ooh, what a good deal. No, it's not, because it was cheaper quality, and it completely disintegrated, and there was nothing but white, black and white snow on the whole thing, and they were shot in color. So you need to get those cassettes somehow transferred to digital.
These are good cassettes.
I don't care how good they are. They're not going to last. I'm just telling you.
I still got your three joke books.
Those will last. They won't be worth anything, but they'll last.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. You're a good, loyal fan, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope you keep kicking you for a long time.
Well, Bob, I would like to do this for a while longer. I really would. It's just a matter of where, and does anybody else get what we do enough that they'd want to have it on the radio station, either this one to continue it or somewhere else. But I hope so, too. Thank you, Bob, and thank you for checking in. Don't wait so long, okay?
And I listen every day.
I don't doubt that. From South Elgin, Illinois. First from Maine, and now from South Elgin. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, bye.
Okay. South Elgin, Bob. Formerly South County, Bob. Sunset Hills, Bob. See, I like that. I think I could do every day a show just talking to people. I don't care what they call it.
You learn a lot about people.
You do, and you learn learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you
learn a lot about them, and sometimes you learn a lot about yourself, because I don't hear this show. I've never heard one whole show in my life. And to hear what other people take out of it is always interesting, you know, whether it's good or bad. I had a guy send me an email. I read it this morning. He hated the whole thing with Bill Cleveland yesterday so much he said he finally turned it off. And I actually agree with him that we overdid the
cheese thing.
The cheese thing.
Cheese!
That's right, Red Boy. And I actually agree with him, even though that's the only complaint I got. Hey, man, sometimes you're sitting here and you get into something, and as soon as you finish, you go, maybe a bit much. It's I made this expression up. It's water under the bridge. You want to hear a really, what I think is just a terrific joke, and kids could tell it.
As a bonus joke?
Yeah,
a
bonus joke. So this wolf is eating all of the rabbits on this farm, and the farmer likes having the rabbits around. The rabbits love it there, but they're getting eaten by this wolf. So the rabbits get together and have a meeting, and they say, look, we're going to have to assign a rabbit, one of us, to be like the watch rabbit, like a watch dog, to watch out for this wolf. So they choose Roger the rabbit, but Roger has a stutter. But he has the sharpest vision of any of the rabbits. It's well known that Roger the rabbit's vision is like an eagle. So Roger says, sure, I'll be glad to stand guard. And they said, Roger, if you see a wolf, this wolf that's killing us, just yell out wolf, and then we'll know to run and hide. He says, okay. So he goes out at night, and he stands guard. Sure enough, eagle eye, he spots a wolf. So Roger goes, whoa, 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 whoa. By the time he gets it out, 8 rabbits have been eaten by the wolf. This happens 2 or 3 nights in a row. Whoa, 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 whoa. By the time he gets the word out, another 6 rabbits have been eaten. So they have another meeting. And they said, look, Roger still has the best vision. If you're willing, Roger, we still want you to be standing guard, be our guard rabbit. He goes, well, I'm happy to do it. And they said, so what we need to do is this. When you, and he addresses all the other rabbits. When you hear Roger go, woof, woof, you know it's going to be wolf, so run and hide. Don't wait for the word. Just hide. So that's what they do. And the next night, woof, 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 woof. As soon as he does that, they all scatter and hide. Not one rabbit gets eaten. In fact, not another rabbit gets eaten for the next week. So they decide to hold a celebration. And they present Roger with a giant carrot that they went and got from a neighboring farm. And they have a big ceremony, and they hand Roger the carrot. Roger, you've saved so many rabbits' lives being such a great guard dog. And Roger stands up in front of them and goes, hip, hip, and they all go, hooray! And he goes, hip, hip, and they go, hooray! He goes, hip, hip, and they go, hooray! He goes, hip, hip, and then they're all eaten by a hippopotamus.
Oh. That's a good one.
Wow.
Kids, you can tell that joke at school and not get in trouble.
Oh.
It's a joke you can tell. The joke for all seasons, all times, all places. We got some things in the news that I hope we have time to kick around a little bit. Real quickly, one of them is this Scott Peterson, this deputy, who's been arrested and charged with child neglect. And this is the guy who, at the school shooting...
in Parkland in Florida.
Yeah, he didn't run in. He stayed outside, right, and didn't run in. And I've been reading all the comments and all the opinions of people and trying to absorb as much of this as I can, because I'm real interested in gun laws and use of a gun and right time, right place, wrong time, wrong place, and that kind of thing. And I hope this doesn't come off wrong. And if I'm misguided here, somebody needs to. I'm not sure this guy should do a long time in prison for what he did. Because the truth is, they did have protocol at right. that sheriff's department, and I think I wrote out.
Where was it? The training was changed.
Here's what, at the time he was a deputy, real quickly, then we got to get through some business here. The Broward County Sheriff's, their active shooter policy said this: deputies are to interrupt a shooting and search for victims only when there's a ceasefire. This kid was still firing, so he was following. But there's still people that say, nonetheless, he should have rushed in. If we get a chance later, I got another line of thinking on this. And, yes, he could have been a hero, maybe a dead hero if he'd run in. But, boy, oh, boy, I don't know. Sometimes things that shouldn't be black and white, there should be some gray area there. I'm not saying he did the right or wrong thing. I just like to take a closer look at it. Thompson Price, as you may know, is in the middle of... building a new showroom in Chesterfield Valley. The showroom is going to be opening, is going to be open to remodeling contractors and interior designers and decorators and, of course, just residential customers. It's going to be designed so that all of those people together or any one category can come in there and have everything they need available to them. Now, while they do that, you need to make a point if anywhere in the even distant future, you're going to be remodeling a kitchen or bathroom. You get into their current showroom because they don't want to move what's in there out to Chesterfield Valley if they can help it. So they're going to sell it all, just slash the prices on. And I mean all new stuff, cabinets and water fixtures and appliances and countertops. You get the idea. The showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. It's Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths. Get into that showroom, get the process started as they clean it out and clear it out for their move late in the summer out to Chesterfield Valley. 314-966-8234, of course, ThompsonPrice.com. Please make sure that no matter who you talk to or how many people you talk to, that the name Price is in at least one of the companies you deal with. That's all we ask. Stay right where you are, because Dr. Doug Pernikoff will be with us after the news to talk about your pet, whatever your pet is. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Tomorrow marks 75 years since Allied forces invaded Normandy, France, in an effort that eventually freed Western Europe from Nazi Germany. It is known as D-Day, and a major event.